know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution, and thanks to all the fine Matt Anaya does an unbelievable job getting us up with the cameras twitching away in the morning, and thanks to him, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, May 22nd.
And thanks to whoever was born on this glorious date, and happy birthday. And there we go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Is it Haw Day?
Yeah. It is.
Happy Haw Day.
Happy 25th birthday for the Haw. Right. How many times have you turned 25 now, David?
Well, a couple times. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Big day today. Big Kentucky Fried Chicken Day.
Is that what we're doing? Like your annual thing, right?
Is that an 8-piece? What are we doing?
It depends.
Okay.
I thought it was like a bucket.
Yeah, bucket. Just eat the bucket.
You get a bucket, it's easier. You know, just kind of just you pick and choose. And
sides or not?
You have leftovers. The sides are okay. I like the corn. Green beans are good. Gone away from the mashed potatoes.
Smart move on your part. What about biscuits?
Not a big biscuit guy.
Wow. That was the specific reason. Just yesterday, me and my wife were out running some errands, and I was trying to talk her into going to a KFC.
Really?
It had been so long since I've been to a KFC.
Very underrated.
I was channeling my inner Haw.
Original recipe, baby.
This is the exact case I made to her. We eat all this fancy chicken. There's a KFC right there.
You just got to go somewhere that you could always go to and you've been going to since you were 10 years old.
Everybody knows your name.
But what's fantastic is that you do it once a year. So you lock in. Once a year, you're going to go to the place.
I like that approach.
Well, once a year, I commit to it. I can't say that I've only been there once since I've been there. Okay. You slip
it's
a little.
It's been a long time since I've been to KFC.
It's been a long time for me. There's not one near
you're
me.
You're more of a churches guy, Mully. You strike me as a churches guy.
No. I think I've been to Chick-fil-A for a sandwich. I think I've been to Popeye's for a sandwich.
Both very good sandwiches.
I'm more of a sandwich.
Those are superior sandwiches.
When I have to say
the McDonald's chicken sandwich underrated.
You think
really?
So?
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah, you told me that today.
Very strong.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think Spiegs is the McDonald's connoisseur at the stadium.
Okay.
At the station.
I thought that was Donald Trump.
I think he's on the list. He's on the list, without a doubt.
Hey, thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage. But I do know how to build a football team.
That is Mr. Irsay, passed away yesterday. Jim Irsay, Chicago guy, born in Lincolnwood, went to Loyola Academy, I think, for 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
And we send our condolences to the family. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your hard work.
But I think when you talk about Cade Horton and Caleb Williams, their connection, they're the two best right-handers in town. I really don't know what is so outrageous about that statement.
Well, David,
we don't even know if there is a connection.
There's nothing outrageous about it. I love that your curiosity took over and you're like, I want to know if they know each other.
I do know that Cade Horton was at Oklahoma when Caleb Williams arrived. Cade Horton was demoted from third string quarterback as a walk-on to fourth string, and Spencer Rattler took over. Caleb Williams was there. They were at Oklahoma at the same time. They have to know each other.
Yeah, they were in the quarterback room together.
So. Now here they are all these years later. It's 2025. They're two of the most significant young professional athletes in the city of Chicago. And I think that's interesting.
One's having a better career than the other, and it's not the football player.
Whoa, that's
a hot take.
Three games in already.
I'm just saying, his three games, body of work.
I still think Caleb had a rookie year. That you don't.
So shivers down Mully's spine.
What is happening? What's happening here? What is happening in Chicago? That's Marshall Harris. He's going to say things like that all day.
Just for the next couple of hours.
It'll be a fun show.
Thanks be to God. We've got Anthony Harris for sensibility, logic.
We'll try. I'll do my best.
The stabilizing force.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, I like Marshall's takes there. That, I don't know that I would go that far. And I'm a big Kate Horton guy, as you know. But I still think that right now, they both can have successful long careers in Chicago. I hope they're both here for a decade.
Neither one of them is Shane Smith Jr. yet, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That was, did you hear that part when Big
yes, I heard it. Responded? Yeah, yeah.
That was so funny.
That was great.
That was so funny.
Well, how are you handling all of the happenings of God's earth?
We're going to talk about the guys who talked yesterday and the guy who did not talk yesterday over at Hallis Hall. Ant will weigh in on the tush push vote and how we got here, where one guy that we thought might be with the tush push is not. Also, Pacers Knicks, what a moment for Tyrese Halliburton. We'll get into the Cubs and why I think their offense is as good as it has been all season now that Matt Shaw has come around. Shake, Shakia Taylor, she's been covering the Pacers and Knicks. She will join us from New York to talk about that crazy game last night. We've got Halftime 5 on it, of course. And then we'll talk about Ben Johnson and his intensity as seen by his new players on the Bears. Carly Bell joins us to talk about the Sky home opener against the New York Liberty later on tonight at 12:45. And Chris Emma in studio to talk about all the goings-on at House Hall. That's all coming up.
Have a great show.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.